Congressman Sri Tanadar of Michigan's 13th District introduced articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump on Monday, accusing him of sweeping constitutional violations, abuse of power, and corruption. The move marks the first formal impeachment attempt this year by a House Democrat against the president or a member of his administration, although further efforts are expected. Representatives Al Green of Texas and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota have also indicated plans to pursue impeachment measures against Trump and senior officials. "We cannot wait for more damage to be done. Congress must act," Tanadar said in a statement, describing Trump as unfit to serve as president and a clear and present danger to American democracy. The 7 articles of impeachment filed by Tanadar accuse Trump of obstruction of justice, abuse and usurpation of executive and congressional powers, violation of First Amendment rights, bribery and corruption, and tyrannical overreach, allegations centered largely on the president's consolidation of power and alleged personal financial misconduct. The articles also notably accuse Trump of unlawfully creating a new federal entity, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and empowering private individuals to act beyond constitutional authority. Despite the gravity of the allegations, the measures face slim prospects. Republicans currently control both the House and Senate, and Tanadar has not indicated whether he will force a vote. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said he had not reviewed the articles and had not yet spoken to Tanadar regarding the filing. No White House spokesperson has spoken on the development as of yet. Tanadar, who represents Detroit and surrounding areas, faces increasing political pressure at home, having gained a second Democratic primary challenger earlier on Monday.